Bill Scott, Forest Ranger.
Today we present the final program in this series on forest conservation, featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is the Little Ranger Station, deep within the Beaver Dam Forest. It is here that Ranger Bill has asked Joe and Sam to meet him and his niece June on the boys' last day in the forest. As we join them, it's apparent that something exciting is in the air. Though he tries to hide it, Ranger Bill has a strange tenseness about him. His glance keeps darting out of the window toward the tops of the trees, which are being whipped about wildly by a strong, unrelenting wind. Sitting at the ranger station radio with receiver wide open is the Beaver Dam fire dispatcher, Mac, who listens quietly as Ranger Bill tells his young friends of the danger which faces the forest this day.
I might as well tell you. The forest and the air are very dry today, boys. We're up against what we might call a bad fire day, and that's why I asked you to meet me here. Yes, I'm standing by for anything that might happen.
But Ranger Bill, there has been no rain since that big storm we got caught in. And that means there has been no lightning either. I've always thought that lightning...
Yes, I know. You've always thought that lightning causes most of our forest fires. Is that it, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's something you ought to get straight in your mind right now, son. Lightning is bad at times, especially in the West during the summer storms. But now, get this. Lightning isn't responsible for more than one-tenth of all the forest fires we have in this country year after year.
Golly, you mean that all the rest, 9 out of every 10 fires, are started by human beings like us here?
That's right, Sam. 9 out of every 10 forest fires are caused by man. And most of them start simply as a result of carelessness or thoughtlessness. Somebody tosses a lighted match or cigarette away. A camper leaves his campfire without being sure it's dead out. Things like that. Well, that's the sort of thing we're on guard against.
Devil's
today.
Now fire, look out to M5. Devil's now fire, look out to M5. Come in, M5.
It's Bob, Ranger.
Oh, I know.
M5, back to Devil's Knob. Come in, Bob.
Little smoke just popped up in the wildlife area, Mac. Hawk Tower just found and gave me a reading. I can give you his reading and mine, too, okay?
Let's have them, Bob. Come in.
The reading from Hawk Tower is 10 degrees, 10. My reading is 190, 190. Tell Ranger she's building up pretty fast, Mac.
10 degrees from Hawk Tower. Your reading is 190 degrees. Okay, Bob, stay with it. M5 off.
Devil's Knob off.
Let's have the location of that fire, Mac.
Look what Mac's doing, Sam. He's working on that big map in front of him.
Oh, I get it. The lookout towers are marked on the map. See, there's Hawk Tower. And Mac's drawing a line from the tower in the direction the lookout sighted the smoke.
That's right. And now he's drawing a line from Devil's Knob in the direction that Bob was looking when he saw the smoke.
Those were really compass readings Bob gave Mac.
Sure. And don't you see? Where the two lines cross, that's where the fire must be.
Well, there it is, Ranger.
Yes. Yes, I see, Mac.
The two lines of sight cross right there. Just about in the center of the wildlife area.
Just off Black Hawk Trail.
Black Hawk Trail? Why, that's where we were last week, isn't it, Ranger Bill?
Yes, Sam, it is.
And Daisy, your old horse, Uncle Bill, a pasture's in there somewhere.
Say, that's right, Ranger. Daisy is in there.
I know it, Mac. I've been thinking about Daisy. We've got to get her out somehow.
I'll send the road crew to fight the fire, Ranger.
Okay, but send some of our volunteer firefighters, too, Mac. Since we're closer to the fire than anyone else, we'll leave from here pronto. Okay, boys, let's go.
Uncle Bill, I want to go, too. I won't get in the way, I promise.
I don't know,
I'll carry water or messages, anything. Oh, please let me go, Uncle Bill.
Well, all right, Joan. Oh. I believe you can help at that. Come on, come on, let's go. Come on. All right, boys, you can stop here. This is it.
The fire's heading right toward us, Ranger Bill. What do we do?
Well, let's size up things, first of all. Now, I want you to keep your heads, boys. Stay calm and don't get excited.
Oh, we're not scared, Ranger Bill. Not with you here.
Oh, fine. Now, here's the way it looks to me. Now, we came here just about at the head or front of the fire. Now, it's whipping along pretty fast, but if the wind doesn't get any stronger, we should be able to hold the fire until the other firefighters get here.
What about Daisy, Uncle Bill?
That pasture of Daisy's is about a quarter of a mile behind us, June.
Oh.
But our first job is to try and stop this fire. If we do that, Daisy will be safe. The best way to bring her out is this way, you see?
Now, Joe, you and Sam have those fire rakes they gave you, don't you?
Yes, sir. Ranger Bill.
Well, we'll work together then. The fire hasn't jumped the trail, so we'll work away from the trail and try to keep the fire headed this way.
Well, what do you want us to do?
I've got this water pump strapped to my back, so I'll go first, Sam. I'll spray water all along the front of the fire. That'll help cool it a bit, but it won't stop it. Now, you and Joe follow right close behind me. You got it? Rake a line or path clear of all the needles, leaves, twigs, and everything else.
How deep down, Ranger Bill?
Well, right down to the dirt, Joe. What you and Sam have to do is cut off the fuel supply. A fire's feeding on leaves and twigs, you see, and if you take its food away, it's bound to die down. Lucky thing for us, though, it's still a ground fire and hasn't jumped up to the tops of the trees. A crown fire would be mighty bad medicine.
What shall I do with this canvas bucket, Uncle Bill?
Oh, there's a little stream off there on the other side of the trail, June. I want you to keep this backpack pump of mine supplied with water. Now, don't try to carry too much at a time, but keep it coming. Keep your eyes on the fire and on the trail every minute. Do you hear, June? Now, if the fire jumps the trail, you race right back to us just as fast as you can.
Oh, be careful, Uncle Bill.
All right, fellas, let's go. This fire's right about up to us.
Golly, this is hard work.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to get my hands on the guy who started this fire.
On the way out here, Ranger Bill said it must have been some careless smoker knocking along the trail who tossed a lighted match or a cigarette down into the dry needles. The ranger's going to investigate when the fire's controlled.
Less talking, boys. Save your strength.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a fine job, both of you. That's it. Now, make sure that you rake right down to the dirt, boys. You better go back a bit, Sam. Try to make your fire line about 2 feet wide. We don't want the fire to jump over it.
Okay, Ranger Bill.
Over here, June.
The wind's getting stronger, isn't it, Ranger Bill?
Yeah, it seems to be a bit.
Here's the water, Uncle Bill.
Well, you made it in good time, June. I just about run out of water. Yeah, I'll kneel down to save you taking the pump off my back. You pour the water into the tank. You got it?
All right, Uncle Bill.
Now, you keep moving right along, boys. Okay. It's hot up against the fire, I know, but stay with it.
Okay, Ranger Bill.
Oh, I'm worried about Daisy, Uncle Bill. Why doesn't that fire crew get here?
We should be here soon, June.
Won't Daisy be frightened, Uncle Bill, with the smoke and all?
Well, danger is no stranger to fires, Daisy. Don't forget that she carried me to lots of them in the old days. No, I'm counting on Daisy not to get too scared. But more than Daisy is at stake here, my dear.
I know. The young trees and the soil, food for the animals and their homes, going up in smoke. Oh, forest fires are terrible, aren't they, Uncle Bill?
Yes, June, they are. So unnecessary when you realize that just a moment's care could prevent this sort of thing.
There. I've put in all the water, Uncle Bill. Good. I'm going after some more.
Now, be very careful, June. Remember.
I'll be all right. Don't worry, Uncle Bill. I'll take care of myself.
Look back there, Ranger Bill. Toward the trail. The fire's jumped across the trail now.
June's over that way, isn't she, Ranger
Come
Bill?
Come on. Hurry. Bring your tools.
Okay.
June! June, where are you?
Go on and find her, Ranger Bill. We'll stay here and fight the fire.
No, Sam. I'm sure June saw the breakover. She must have headed further back into the forest. Now, what we have to do is stop the spread of this fire. We've got to get both sides of the trail to work on now. Can you boys stay with it a while?
You bet, Ranger Bill.
You're doing a swell job, boys.
Where are those firefighters that Mac was sending in here, Ranger Bill? When are they going to get here?
Well, they had a long way to come, Sam. Here, let me take your rake a minute, boy. I'm almost out of water anyway. I'll give you a rest.
Oh, that's all right, Ranger Bill. I can keep on raking.
Hello! Rangers!
Hey, it's your fire crew, Ranger Bill. They've come, they've come.
Hi there, over this way. Over here.
Oh, boy, here they come. Right through the burn place.
Mac, what are you doing here?
Hope you don't mind, Ranger. Bob up in Devil's Town said this fire was spreading all over the country. Well, I was worried about you and Daisy. Also, the rest of the forest is clear. No other fire anywhere, so I left one of the guards at the station and joined the crew.
Okay, Mac. Well, this fire's got a big spread, huh? About how far back would you say?
It's well into the section where Daisy's pasture is, Ranger. I was hoping you'd get her out by now.
Poor Daisy.
Well, we had our hands full right here, Mac. Where's your niece, Ranger Bill? She came out here with you.
I'm not sure, Mac. Back of us somewhere in the unburned area, I think. I'm going to look for her now. All right, men. We'll split the crew right here. Work both ways against the fire. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Okay, then.
Wait a minute. All of you. What's that?
It's June, Ranger Bill. It's June, and she's riding Daisy.
Good girl. Good girl.
Hello, Uncle Bill. Hello, everybody. Oh, golly, Uncle Bill. I hope you don't mind what I did.
Mine? Why, bless your heart, June. You've saved the day. That's what you've done, getting yourself and Daisy out this way.
I saw the fire jump the trail, and before I knew it, it was heading right for me. So I dropped the bucket and ran and ran. And before I knew it, I was at the pasture, and there was Daisy.
Yes?
The fire was beginning to burn the fence on the other side of the pasture. So I let Daisy out and got on her back and rode this way. I knew I'd find you in here where the fire hadn't reached yet, and well, oh, here we are.
All right, get to work, men. Let's put this fire out.
Fire's out, back on the road, just about ready to head for home again.
Joe and I, we're ready to head for home too, Ranger Bill. The camp bus will be waiting for us.
We don't know how to say it, Ranger Bill, but, well, it's been swell knowing you. You too, June.
Golly, we've learned so much here in Beaver Dam Forest and all.
Look, fellas, I reckon we all feel the same way about this. There's really no need to say anything. Let me shake your hand, Sam. Yours too, Joe.
Okay.
There. All right, now. Get going before you miss your bus now.
Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Sam.
Bye, Ranger Bill.
Goodbye, Ranger Bill.
So long, fellas. Have a nice trip home, will you?
We'll write to you, Ranger Bill. Honest, we will.
Sure, you keep in touch with me. Don't forget. So long, boys.
So long.
So long.
Oh, jeepers, Uncle Bill. Aren't they swell?
Oh, they're good boys, all right. You want to know something, June?
What, Uncle Bill?
Well, I hope that you and Joe and Sam really have learned something about forest conservation. You know, it seems to me, June, that American youngsters have a real responsibility in protecting and keeping our forest and woodlands growing. They ought to realize how important our forests are to all of us. In fact, to each one of us. American boys and girls have such a big stake in our God-given natural resources that they ought to do everything in their power to safeguard them against all their enemies, natural and human alike. And that goes for all the Joes and Sams and Junes in this wonderful country of ours.
I know what you mean, Uncle Bill.
Okay, Daisy. We're going home now, too. Come on.
And so we conclude this series of programs on forest conservation featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Participating in this series have been the following members of the radio workshop of the New York City Board of Education. Stan Gorell was Joe. Sam was played by Gerald Sandler. Barbara Tushner was cast in the role of June. Sound effects have been handled by Joseph Skolnick with Morton Siegel as his assistant. And music was arranged by Henry Hahn. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, featuring Conrad Hausman as Ranger Bill, has come to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, United States Department of Agriculture. The Bill Scott series was written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocon. Your announcer has been Bob Geist.